Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Let me get to something a little bit, I suppose, lighter in a sense, but it's also concerning too. And it's an email I have here, a message that we got from a woman who recently noticed that her boyfriend has very different views on life than the ones she has, political and social views. And it says, "Hi, Niall, here's one for your show. I've been dating my boyfriend for almost a year now, and we're very much in love with each other. We are both in our late 20s. We don't fight very often, but we do disagree on political issues that sometimes lead to an argument. For example, he is a huge Trump supporter, whereas I think Trump is a racist and a sexist. He voted no on the abortion referendum. I voted yes. He is always going on about how immigrants are ruining the country, and he has made derogatory jokes about gay people to me also. Basically, he seems to be far right in his views, and I would consider myself very liberal and centre-left on my views. We don't talk about things like this day to day or day and night, and when we aren't talking about news stories or something of a social issue, we get on like a house on fire. We laugh and we genuinely love each other. However, I do find myself wondering whether this relationship can go anywhere because we have extremely different and polar opposite views on life in general. I'm wondering if there are any other couples out there in this situation. Do you think a relationship can survive even though two people have very different opinions on things?" Now, it's an unusual situation because normally, they say opposites attract sometimes, but normally when you gravitate towards somebody or love somebody, it's because you have a lot in common and your views on life and your views on social issues, maybe political issues, not so much maybe the political ones, but certainly social issues. Your views on sort of gay couples, your views on abortion, your views on general stuff that we would talk about every day on the show probably, on how you raise children, your views on, you know, how young a child should be before they start drinking, all those kind of things. Some people have very liberal views on life and very free and easy, and some people are very conservative. For those who don't know, the left is the liberal and free and easy. The conservative would be the right wing, or those who would have more stricter views and different moral values, I suppose, in life. I consider myself probably centre-right, although Helena thinks I'm a little bit more right than I actually am. But anyway, I consider myself centre-right. Helena, am I centre-right?
No, I think you're way over the line.
See what I mean? This is what I have to deal with on a daily basis here.
I would consider myself centre-left.
You're not, you're a little lefty.
It's not a bad thing to be a lefty. I don't know why it's used as a derogatory term.
Well, I'm not, anyway, I'm just saying you're a little lefty.
You righties are always using it as a derogatory term for some reason.
Okay, but here's an example. Myself and Alina, she's probably my work wife. We have a good relationship. Yeah. A very good working relationship. We don't argue. The odd argument is probably, we've been working together for 7 years?
Close to that, yeah.
Yeah, and we've the odd Barney every now and again, but nothing too serious, all right? I mean, it happens maybe once every three or four months.
If even.
Yeah, we'd fall out for half an hour and everything is grand again. But we have very different views. We would, wouldn't we, on a lot of topics?
I would say we definitely disagree on topics. I would say there are topics, though, that we would agree on. And kind of, I suppose that's
But you've changed. Would you admit that you've changed?
Would you admit that you've changed?
I think we all do. I think our views as our lives progress. I think as you get older, you become more conservative. And I think younger people tend to be more liberal.
Yeah, but I'm not really a big fan of the labels. Because I believe I can have a liberal view, if you want to call it that, on certain things. But then on a totally different issue, I could have what some would describe as a right.
Okay, what's your opinion on Donald Trump?
On Donald Trump, I'm not a fan of Trump, to be honest.
Do you think he's a gobshite?
I do think he's a gobshite. But in saying that, I think there's no denying he has done good work for America in his presidency. But I do think he's a bit of a numpty.
Okay, you voted yes to abortion. You voted yes to gay marriage.
Yeah.
You don't seem to have an issue, around transgender, all those
in
kind
what
of things.
Sense, what do
no,
you
what I'm saying, you don't seem to have an issue. I'm saying you never question things like that. You're very open and free, and everybody can do what they want to do.
I wouldn't say I'm open and free, and everyone can do what they want to do. No, I wouldn't say that at all. I would say when it comes to somebody's sexual orientation or the way they want to live their life, once it's not encroaching on anybody else's life and it's not encroaching on any, issues, maybe legally or anything like that, I have no issue because it doesn't affect my life is how I look at it. It's their life. Let them live it. But when it comes to, I suppose, the crux of something, I would question things, if that makes any sense.
Okay, so sometimes you think it can go too far.
Yeah, I do. And I've no denying that things in the world have gone a little bit too far when it comes to the liberal side of things.
Like babies being raised with no gender and stuff like that.
I do not agree with that in the slightest. I think that's science.
Okay, so that would be the far left would agree with that kind of stuff. So you don't consider yourself. So you're just barely over the line there in the left.
I call myself centre-left if I had to label myself.
All right, okay. But do you think it would... I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to ask you about Rory because it's not fair because Rory's not on the air to talk about his views.
Yeah.
But do you think you can have a relationship with somebody who has very different views to you?
I believe in healthy debate. And myself and Rory have debated about things. For example, when the abortion referendum was around, we did debate about it a lot. And we actually did have differing opinions on it at the start, which... coming near to the end, to the referendum itself, we tended to be kind of more on the same side because we debated about it a lot. But I think if we disagreed on everything, on absolutely everything, then I think we would have an issue in a relationship. Because what could you talk? Imagine having a conversation about something in the news.
You'd have an argument all the time, wouldn't it?
An argument every time. I said, did you see that story? Yeah, I don't agree with it. Well, I agree with it. And an argument straight away. Like, where could you have time to have the laughs?
All right. Okay. Helena thinks that it can be a make or break situation in a relationship if you have very different views. Because according to this email, they seem to have polar opposite views. They don't even, you know, they don't even seem to have a common ground. So can somebody who, and let's stick the labels on, even though Helena doesn't like it, can somebody who's a complete and utter lefty be with somebody who's an old conservative like me? Can they be together? Can they have a relationship? A loving, intimate relationship? Let me know what you think. This person wants to know what the future holds for her. She's a year, she's very much in love, but they have very different views on life. Can it work long term? Audrey, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Audrey?
How you doing? Yes, well, first of all, I want to say that my sympathies for those three women. Awful.
Oh, right, okay.
I get taxis all the time and I always sit in the front.
Right, okay. But I don't want you to stop sitting in the front, by the way. You know, look, these things generally don't happen. And I wouldn't like to think, you know, Irish taxi drivers are generally dangerous, because they're not. I think in relation to this particular case, here's a man who is actually caught, and rightly so, and that's good that we have him caught, and the Gardaí did their job and investigated it well. It went to the judge, and in fairness, he pleaded guilty, that the judicial system did its job, you know, justice was prevailed. But in saying that, the idea that the judge would allow him out on bail to drive a taxi is quite bizarre.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Especially
with
a woman, you know.
Yeah, and that makes it even more... I mean, I know that's unfair to men, but it does make... Because I think the majority of men wouldn't have made that decision, to be honest with you. But,
no, they wouldn't.
I think it's bizarre that I would make that decision. Right, but getting back to this particular situation, I mean, could you have a relationship with Audrey with somebody that you tend to not to agree with on most issues?
I think so. I mean, live and let live. Mm-hmm. If you're really in love with them, you know, and if you must have some bond to get together in the first place.
Yeah. Well, they say opposites attract. No, I don't know if that's true or not.
They do. Well, they do. Mm. I mean, myself, mother half, we do. We agree on most things. We do. Mm-hmm. But we don't.
I mean, she says in her email, okay, there's one part of her email that I noticed, that says he's always going on about immigrants and how they're ruining the country, and he makes derogatory jokes about gay people. Now, she's obviously quite liberal, and, you know, and that's upsetting her a little bit, like, that he makes derogatory jokes about gay people. So he's clearly a bit of a homophobe. So, but can that work, you know, when the two of you are completely poles apart with your views of life?
Go to counselling.
Yeah, well, I suppose you could, yeah. Okay, but well, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Alan as well. Alan, you're on Classic Hits. Alan, you're in a relationship like that, are you?
She's not married. Don't call it a relationship. I'm married. There's a difference.
Oh, you're married. What's the difference, Alan? It's a relationship.
She's in control.
Oh, right. Okay. So once the ring goes on finger, she's in charge, is she?
Oh, yeah. Done that. I've just sold out. Everything is gone.
You just gave her all your pants yesterday,
did you? Yeah. Gone, yeah. She took the bank card, took everything, so.
Right. Okay, Alan. So in relation to this particular situation, your situation, how does it work when you both have different views?
Well, we both have different views on things. We both don't like the same food either, but it doesn't mean we're going to have an argument over it. We both have different views on different situations.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very much... You do the crime, you do the time. She's very much, you have to understand the circumstances. For me, if you've done it...
Yeah, so she's a bit more liberal in how she thinks about things.
So she was, but it's starting to turn. which is a good thing.
So she's starting to become more conservative. So do you think you're having an influence on her?
No. So it's outside influence. So going back to, and I won't go back over it, but if you think about Peter Casey at the time, the way he was attacked for coming out for the Travellers, the way he was stitched up in RT, and there's been other things like that that she's now gone, you know, that's unfair.
So she wasn't a Peter Casey fan, but you were?
I was a Peter Casey fan. She wasn't a Peter Casey fan, but she actually voted for Peter Casey, number two, when she voted in the last presidential election.
Right. Okay.
And that was because,
is that some sort of benchmark for conservatism and liberalism now? Is it who was a Peter Casey fan? Sure, Peter would be delighted to see that he's been used as a ruler.
But that's just one example, and it's things like that have turned her. Even that taxi driver situation now, you can really see the change in her views. Are listen, that now should be out of the country, where before she might have been. Oh, well, he needs to earn a living, he needs to do this. No, she's now like, no, he's done that crime, he needs to get the F out of the country.
Right, okay, so she would have different, so her views are starting to change a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, and when the referendums come up, you know, so marriage equality, abortion, those kind of things, how were you on those? Were you quite conservative in relation to those?
So I would have been conservative, but I would have voted yes in the abortion, but based on the information.
Well, then she's obviously had an influence on you then, if you're a conservative and you voted yes, because most conservatives would have been pro-life, wouldn't they?
Well, like, I can be pro-life, but I can also understand that someone, if there's a medical situation or someone is
well, you can't be pro-life and vote yes in a referendum.
Well, you can indeed.
You couldn't. That's ridiculous,
Alan. A woman has had the right to have an abortion if she's raped.
Yeah, but hang on. But you can't tell me that you're pro-life and you voted yes in a referendum for abortion. That's a complete contradiction. Your wife is right to be having arguments with you. I'm having an argument with you now. I mean, it's like we're married here.
But on the marriage referendum. So for me, I don't understand the whole gay thing. I just can't get my head around it, right? But I still voted that they should have the right to get married.
Mm-hmm.
But this, I don't understand it. But I still see from a rights point of view, they should have the right. Or she would have been just a vote yes straight away for herself.
Yeah, because somebody texts in here and says, I think it would be difficult, but not impossible, as you could have a good influence on each other's views and perhaps come to some sort of happy medium.
Yeah, well, that's what we have. We've got good, strong debates, which is good.
And do you think she ever influences you, or do you influence her? Like, do you ever kind of cave in and go, maybe you're right on that, and that kind of changes your view? Because that happens to me here on the air all the time. Because
she would be like that. Yeah, it would be like that. Look, we bounce off each other the whole time with ideas and conversations. And
like, you're both open. You're both open to suggestion, in other words.
Well, we're open to each other's suggestion.
Yeah. Right, okay.
It can work.
And does she know she's a lefty?
Well, I would always refer to her as a lefty, which she doesn't agree with, but but she would have good reviews now, but they have now changed, and she's now getting more into the centre bit. She's going left.
Well, they do say that there's more women who are liberal than men, and more men who are conservative than women. So, I mean, it's quite kind of very common. But let me just go to Seamus. Seamus, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Seamus?
How are you doing, Niall? You're speaking to somebody who's probably just slightly right of the centre-right.
Right, okay. So you'd be conservative?
I suppose I would be. And,
a dinosaur like me?
I am a little bit. I'm not going to apologise for it, to be honest.
No, I don't apologise for it. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing illegal about having conservative views.
Although nowadays, there is.
It's
become a fashion statement, really, nowadays, you know, with like the rise of Donald Trump and people.
So are you walking around on a daily basis, Seamus, triggering the left? Yeah, you're triggering them. Like, because they do get triggered very quickly. God bless them.
I'm really triggered them now.
Helena, do you get triggered every now and again?
You were going to come out to me when you said that. I hate that word, triggered.
You get triggered, don't you?
I actually believe you're a bit of a snowflake who gets triggered more than I do.
I think if a relationship is based on the right things fundamentally, it will survive. But ultimately, you know, with young people, and I'm not targeting young people, but however, when a relationship starts out, it's always based on attraction and usually the sexual level and by other means. But anyway, when all that wears off and the reality of a long-term relationship takes its place and family get involved and then your own children, that's when these right-left views will either bring the relationship down or make it survive. Generally, if they're far right or far left, or too far away from that centre, I don't think it would work. I think when you have your own children, that's when all these common denominators start to filter out and you can really see the cracks when the the long term. You know, when you see the cracks in the relationship when you look for it long term.
Mm.
Initially, yeah, I don't think it'll bother anybody. But you know, how do you say it? Like, you know, when the cracks will eventually come.
Yeah,
well, even when the gay rights referendum came about, gay marriage.
How did you vote on that, Seamus, by the way?
Oh, Jesus, I'm really allowed to say.
Well, it's up to you. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
I'll be honest with you. I'm somebody who's adopted, right, in this country. And I'm son of somebody who's adopted, excuse me. However, when I heard of when the children's rights to their to access to their natural born parents came into play, and if that in some way could have been overridden by the gay parents' right to marry, I was tending towards no. Not that it makes you a homophobe, but like just purely on those grounds, I think a child's right to access to its natural born parents should overwrite that, because you're basically carrying them the rights from birth. Now that's on the only ground. That's the only grounds upon which I would have said no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you how I voted, but on those grounds, yes, that's how I would have.
All right. Okay. But listen to what you know. Audrey, or should I say, one of our callers was saying just after Audrey sort of says, they were saying that he'd been in a relationship, he is in a relationship, but somebody who has very different views to him, and you know, she might have voted yes to abortion or whatever, you know, and he was thinking more about no, he did in the end vote yes, but he has a conservative view, and he said it works. He said because they both kind of influence each other.
It's argumentative. You could influence each other, but I do believe that when the reality of children comes into play, and you have your own family for the first time, and they watch them grow up, and you know, it's the serious decisions in life happen.
But that's what happens.
That's when you're going to get cut.
Yeah, well, see, what happens generally is young people tend to be left-wing, right?
Yes.
You know, particularly the kind of pink-haired students with the nose rings, right? No, they haven't a clue, right? So they think they do. They think they're great, and they think they're adults, but they're not. They're only kids, right? So they have a very left and liberal view. And then all of a sudden they get married, and they have children, and they're settling down, and they're paying a mortgage. And their views on life start to change because they have their own children then, and they're thinking of their own children's futures and everything else. So their views on life tend to change. They're not always, but they do.
They start to think outside the box and beyond their own responsibilities. You have responsibilities for someone else, and that's when it really comes to the fore.
But some people don't change. They say the majority of people change from left to right in and around the age of 27, 28. Helena's still stuck in there. She'll move out soon, don't worry. She's still stuck in there. So people's views tend to change, particularly when they get married and have children and all that kind of stuff. Okay, we'll stay there for a second. Let me go to Dave. Dave, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Dave? Dave! Oh, sorry, I lost. Well, hang on. There he is. Dave, are you there?
What's the story?
Dave, are you left or right or what are you?
I'm like Helena. I don't like putting labels on it.
Stop, would you? We're talking about the labels. You're all right to put a label on it.
I don't know. I'd probably centre left, maybe, if I had to put a label on it.
Right.
But
okay.
I've heard a lot of conservative people talk, and I kind of agree with a lot of stuff they have to say as well sometimes. So, do you know?
Yeah. Well, the right are the kind of enemy of the state at the moment, aren't they? Because the government seems to be quite liberal at the moment. So the right are probably the enemy of the state.
I know, yeah, but I suppose, like, when you look at, like, the likes of, like, Charlottesville in America there last year, the year before, they were all right-wing. So the left-wing like to paint the right like that, and then the right like to paint the left like, you know, the pink-haired students with nose rings, as you put them, you know. Yeah.
A lot of them are.
I do find this whole left versus right thing a bit childish sometimes.
Right.
Because it
is important because it does define our views.
But the problem is, like, you have some people, and I'm not talking like people who might lean left or people who might lean right. I'm talking about, like, you know, the far end of either side. You will never get them to agree on anything because right-wing people say, oh, you lefties are hippies, and the left-wing people say, oh, you right-wing people are racist, and it just shuts down any kind of, like, thoughtful debate or stuff like that.
Unless you're on the Niall Boylan show, of course.
Of course, unless you're on the Niall Boylan show.
Yeah.
No, it is true, though. This is probably the only radio show where I've ever seen people actually, from both sides, have a reasonable, balanced debate.
Or a good Barney. Or a good old Barney.
Or a good old Abishai. Look, we all need a good old Barney every now and again.
But Dave, could you be in? You were in a relationship at the moment. Could you be in a relationship with somebody who was extremely conservative?
Yeah, I don't really see see how that would be too much of a deal breaker.
I mean, I'm looking at, see, when I'm looking at this email now, he's obviously very conservative. When I say conservative, very right wing in his views, because and she's a liberal. So, and what gets me is the part of the story where he says he's always going on about immigrants running the country, or ruining the country, and he's also making derogatory remarks about gay people on a regular basis.
Yeah, but see, no, look, when I hear that, I kind of think a little more like this guy might just be a bit of a dick, to be honest. Because, you know, because, like, he makes derogatory comments. Like, I can actually picture in my head what a guy like that sounds like. And he's probably the kind of, like, person who gets all his news from Facebook and actually believes that the immigrants are coming in to take over. Do you know that, like, in the next 10 years, we're going to be under Sharia law? Because that has happened.
I'll be too surprised if it happens.
See, do you see what I mean? Do you see what I mean, Dave? Seamus has just said it. See what I mean? So, here you go, Dave. If you were a woman, could you be married to Seamus? Because Seamus believes that.
Sure, I mean, if he's a good-looking chap, he's got a bank account,
sure. I'm a great-looking chap.
But, like, I honestly, I think it depends on really, like, how important your politics are to you. Like, if you're, because I find some people take politics way too far. Like, we're all being screwed by the same system at the end of the day, do you know?
Mm.
Doesn't matter if you're left or right. Like, we're all still paying taxes, most we probably shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But, like, myself, my missus are, in many ways, we couldn't be, like, more opposite each other, and we have an absolutely fantastic relationship.
Mm. Do you think so?
Don't put doubts in my mind.
Yeah, well, you did say before you're very lucky to be with her that you're punching above your weight.
Oh, I'm punching well above my weight. Well above. We see, the thing is, though, in the last 5 years, like, we've both, like, my missus lost both of her parents within 6 months of each other about 2 years ago.
Oh, that's sad.
She lost my dad. There's been a couple of miscarriages. Like, we've been through an awful lot of shit together, and I think it's just... when you
that brings you closer stuff, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, when because we found like there were times where if we were apart from each other, we were both anxious wrecks. But when we were together, we were like, screw it, we can take on anything.
Yeah.
You know, and we found once we had the other person there to lean on, we were grand. You know, times were hard and they were, you know, shite and, you kind of feel like you're in a black hole. But at least I was there and I was there for her. And that's at the end of the day, that's all we needed. Do you know, like we have like a 9-year-old son and he's like one of the most lovely, affectionate children you could meet. So,
look at you big softy.
Bite me. but it's true. I mean, if I was with somebody who agreed with everything I said and was into all the same stuff I was into, I think it would be a boring relationship.
I think, well, no, you're right. I think it would be an extremely boring relationship. I think you have to have conversation, and to have conversation, sometimes you have to disagree with each other and then come to some sort of mutual ground where you both agree not to box the head off each other because you disagree. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Can you have a relationship with somebody who has completely the opposite views on life to you, be it political and social issues, how you raise your kids possibly as well? You know, I mean, we have people on the air all the time. That's what we do on this show. We have people with opposite views who kind of argue and debate, and we all come to some sort of happy agreement, hopefully, in the end. People disagree with gay marriage. People disagree with abortion. People agree with abortion and agree with gay marriage. They disagree with different things that we've had in referendums. Divorce, for example, is coming up soon. We're going to have people who will disagree with reducing it, people who will agree with it, people who have different views on life. There's nothing wrong with having different views, by the way, although nowadays it seems almost illegal to have some sort of conservative view, but there's nothing wrong with having different views on life. But can you get on? Katie, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Katie?
Hi, Niall.
Katie, can you have a different view to your partner and life in general?
No, I think the relationship's doomed.
Doomed?
Yes.
Oh, well, this girl is with this guy a year. She says she's in love, but they have very different views on life.
I hate to tell her, but I don't think it's going to last.
All right. And why? Can you not have, you know, kind of intelligent debate together? Does it not make conversation? Because I suppose if you agreed on everything, it could be quite boring as well, couldn't it?
Absolutely. But from how she's described your man, it sounds like you can't have intelligent debate with him because he doesn't have intelligence.
Dave did say he sounded like a bit of a dick.
Well, I agree with Dave. Every word Dave said was correct. Definitely.
Yeah, that was the concerning part of the email where she said he's always going on about immigrants and how they're ruining the country and made derogatory jokes about gay people, whereas she's obviously liberal in her views, you know.
Yeah, the stuff he's saying is just not on, and that's going to filter into kids, into the views that they pass on to their kids, their upbringing, arguments, I just think it's going down the pan. They may as well end it now.
Yeah, because when you have kids, you've got to be on the same page, really, don't you?
Absolutely. Myself and my partner, are not interested in religion, and I think that's
that could be a problem. Could you imagine having a husband who was, you know, a staunch Catholic and Christian and insisted on telling the kids all about God and Jesus and everything else and say their prayers every night, and you're an atheist, let's say, and you're saying, well, I don't believe in all that kind of barney, that nonsense, and I don't want my kids believing in it. So that's going to cause a problem, isn't it?
That would be a problem. That wouldn't be a problem, but it would be here because you've got the schools to contend with. And if you don't have a united front when it comes to sending them to the school of your choice, you end up with the default, which is Catholic teaching. And if one of you is an atheist and cannot conscientiously stand by that decision, you've problems ahead.
See, this comes back to culture as well. Can two people from two different cultures marry?
I think so.
Because cultures have different views. Like, can a Catholic marry... I know it doesn't happen generally, but can a Catholic marry a Muslim? Can, a settled person marry a traveller? Can all these different cultures... And classes. Can somebody who's from D4 marry somebody from Ballymun, for example, who are brought up very differently?
I think they can, but they kind of have to meet in the middle. They both have to be fairly open-minded, be able to discuss things intelligently, reasonably, and be able to say, that's fine, okay, well, that's your view, I don't agree with it, but look, we just have to agree to differ and still get on and be in love and all the rest of it. But if you've very opposing views about such fundamental life issues, such as whether you agree with religion, whether you agree with abortion, whether you agree with a lot of political things that, are out there, they're just too big.
Mm-hmm.
They would filter into how you bring up kids.
Yeah, I'm tending to agree with most of what you're saying, by the way, but let me just go to Robbie as well, because Robbie, you're on Classic Hits. Robbie, do you believe it can work?
Yeah, but I mean, the old saying is opposites attract, you know, but polar opposites don't. You know, if you've got somebody who's an extremely conservative and somebody who's extremely liberal, like, you just don't see how that's going to happen, you know? It would be very, very difficult because they'd be such polar opposites. Like, it'd be more of arguments than debates.
Well, we were using Peter Casey as a benchmark earlier on there, by the way. Just somebody said, that's how you know. If somebody was a supporter of Peter Casey and his partner wasn't, well, then you're doomed.
No, I mean, the only thing I draw the line on is I've got three daughters and I won't let them go out with a North Sider. But apart from that, like, you have to draw the line.
I'm assuming that's a joke, Robbie.
No, I'm serious.
What? Like,
there's a couple of them all already infiltrated my family, but look, we're working on it, you know?
But, they cross the river. Do they use their passport to cross the river?
Like, I'll even let Man United fan in before another bloody North Sider, but that's another story. But no, look, I mean, it comes down to, like, myself and my wife, we would have debates, but we came from the same political gene pool, you know?
Yeah.
We actually met through that. But I would probably be the more conservative of the two. But I would call myself left or centre, and she would probably be centre-left, if you get me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, in relation to the, the abortion referendum, we had a discussion, not an argument about it.
Okay, and did you vote differently?
No, we both voted the same, but we had both come to the conclusion after having a conversation about it that we were probably, like, the 12-week thing probably was a sticking point on it.
Right.
But then when we sat down and had the whole conversation about it, we both decided that we voted yes. The likes of the marriage equality was a no-brainer because my brother-in-law
and
is
you think,
gay.
Do you think you influence each other?
I don't.
Have you ever come adamantly against what she believes in and then kind of came around to her way of thinking because you had a bit of a tiff or a barony or a debate?
Yeah. I mean, like, we have a conversation about a lot of political stuff.
Like, does she like Northsiders?
I never asked her. I just don't want to go there yet. You know, that's kind of one of those dodgy things that could break a marriage up. But look, I suppose that, like, coming from the same political gene pool, there wouldn't be an awful lot that we would disagree on. And there's not an awful lot that we would...
What about religion? Casey made a good point in relation to religion.
I think that
could be a big
point.
Sticking point.
It is, but in fairness, myself and my wife, we're not religious.
Right, okay.
You know?
Which is becoming more common, yes.
Yeah, we're very much... And we're not these... No, like, I'm 47, she's 44 or 43 or something. And
Young people nowadays tend, although they may be Catholic or Christian, they tend not to be overly religious. We tend not to have too many extremely religious people.
I don't think that Ireland is pushing the religion towards young people as it did, say, when me and you were in, were younger in the 60s and the 70s, you know?
Yeah, the little 10 o'clock mass with the guitar. Yeah,
it wasn't that. Like, you know what I mean? The prayer before school. I don't know if you still do that. But, I mean, I think that religion is not to the fore as it used to be in Ireland, you know?
So it's not coming up as an issue in relationships as much as it might have before.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. You know? Yeah. But, like, I mean, if you take that somebody who would be a hard conservative Catholic and somebody who would be a hard liberal, I don't think that would work. You could see plenty of problems arising in that one.
But okay, well, look, do me a favour, stay there, because I have to take a break. I'm going way over time today. I need to come to Pat after the break as well. He's married 28 years with somebody with very different views. Pat, you're on Classic Kids. How are you, Pat?
How are you, Niall? How are things?
Good. You're married 28 years?
28 years this year, yeah.
Good luck to you. There you go. Well done. I mean, it's an achievement nowadays.
Yeah.
Okay, and Pat, how's the marriage? Still great? Still in love?
Not a bother, yeah.
Yeah, kissing and cuddling all the time?
A bit of that going on.
Yeah, all right, okay. And how do you get on?
Get on very well, but we have opposite views on many issues. The abortion referendum would have been one. We would have been in the complete opposite camps on that.
So what, did she vote yes, you voted no?
Yeah, I voted no. I voted no.
Okay.
We had a discussion, our two grown-up daughters were very passionate yes campaigners, our voters. We had a discussion here that ended in tears one night, not from me or my wife, but from the daughters, because they couldn't get through to me. And
right, okay. And by the way, you stood your ground and you're entitled to your views.
And I am a practicing Catholic, and as that I can't see how I could vote on something that was going to take a life. Now, I did compromise, and I did agree that if it was down to the fetal abnormalities,
yeah,
and it didn't go beyond that, I could understand it, and I would vote. I would vote for it, but once the 12-week ruling came in, and I think a previous caller alluded to that, once the 12-week ruling was introduced by Simon Harris, I just said, no, we can't do that. I couldn't do it.
How did your daughters kind of reacted badly to you having those views?
Yeah, they did. They kind of felt I was a bit entrenched and a bit conservative, and I wasn't seeing a bigger picture of the suffering that women were going through, and I felt I was.
And has religion ever caused a problem in the house? Because obviously you have Catholic and Christian views. Would your children and your wife be very Christian?
No. My wife would be a practicing. My children do their own thing. They're grown up, and I fully.
Do they believe
that.
In God?
I would say not.
Right. Okay. Okay. And how does that make you feel then, as a father, that they don't believe in God? Does that cause a bit of a problem?
I thought it would make me feel worse. Like when they were kids and they were going to school and what have you, and you know, I kind of was going to implement this rule. Well, as long as you're living under my roof, kind of thing. I thought it would make me feel bad, but it actually doesn't.
Okay. But you did the usual thing a conservative father would have done at that age and sent them off to mass when they were young.
Yeah, when they were young. But I mean, they reached a point in their life that they said.
Did you do what my father did? My father used to make sure I came home and knew what the sermon was about.
Yeah. Now, I was no angel to my dear age either, so I will say that as well. But, you know, but no, I respect their opinion. I respect their belief to do what they don't. If they're not comfortable doing that, then that's fine, you know, they're at a young age, you know.
Well, hang on a second. I'll say there, Robbie. Sorry, Katie, there you go. There's a man with very different views to his wife, clearly very conservative, and he's quite entitled to be conservative and have those kind of different moral thinking. And yet his relationship is 28 years and happy.
I'm delighted for him. I think that's probably the exception rather than the norm, though.
He even said some of the arguments or debates ended up in tears because obviously they couldn't understand why he was so adamant in his views, say, for example, in the referendum of abortion.
That's a bit of a toxic environment to live in. That's a bit of a shame to have that when it's unnecessary.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean it's unnecessary?
I suppose if you were with somebody that had similar views on those fundamental issues, which are quite important to life.
Yeah, but when you say it's a toxic environment, I don't think it is in his case. When you say a toxic environment,
if arguments are ending in tears,
Niall.
If you like that, if you like the drama,
but who's creating the drama? It's not him. It's not his daughters. It's the fact that they have different opinions. It would be unfair to blame him for having a different opinion because he's entitled to
opinion. No, you can't really blame him or the others. But maybe they just shouldn't discuss it. Maybe it's better to just say, look, we've discussed.
Sorry, Robbie, what are you trying to say?
I don't agree with that. I think that the reason why there's a good relationship there is because there's understanding from both sides. Once there's no understanding from another side, that's where the problems commence. So if they're turning around and say, okay, you're a liberal and I'm a conservative, I don't agree with your point of view, but
I respect it.
I respect you. Once that respect of the point of views has gone out the window, I think that's where the problem comes in. And your man in the original email, I think his point is his point, and that's the end of it. So I think why that man and his wife, they sit down, they discuss the things, they agree to disagree, and I think they have that healthy kind of conversation and debate within the household, and that keeps it sweet.
Absolutely, and look, that's the way this show works on most occasions. A lot of people come on the air, I don't agree with what they have to say, but I respect a lot of people what they say. I don't respect everybody, but it depends on what their views are like.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.